Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great last weekend of July. Come Monday, July will be in our hip pocket,
yep.
And we are moving rapidly toward the end of summer.
Not fast enough.
It's okay. It's okay. It's actually cooled down, and we'll talk about that in the next segment a little bit. But what has started is the summer season of outdoor shows.
That's why you weren't here last week.
And that's why I wasn't here last week. We'll talk more about the show in McAllen. And our guest today is Christina Pittman, president and CEO of the Texas Trophy Hunters Association, that produces the granddaddy of outdoor shows, the Hunters Extravaganza, stops in Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio. Great shows. If you hunt, if you love the outdoors, this needs to be on your stop over the next 3 weeks. Plus, we've got some outdoor news. We've got our outdoor updates. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all do stick around and remember...
What?
You're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Okay, go ahead and just tell everybody what you were saying during the break.
Oh, well, last weekend, I mean...
No, I mean about September.
About September? Oh, no, I'm going to let you do that.
Okay.
But last weekend, the reason why I wasn't here is the start of outdoor shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the Texas Hunter and Sportsman's Expo, 31 years down in McAllen, and just a phenomenal show. McAllen did a great real estate deal.
Oh, okay.
Bought a corner there at Ware and 83, the expressway.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck a convention center in the middle, and then surrounded by hotels, nice retail,
okay,
and restaurants.
Oh, all right.
And one of my most favorite restaurants, Mexican restaurant in McAllen, is Costa Mesa. And... had a chance to meet the owner, Chris Acosta, at their new location on the expressway just west of South Ware. Phenomenal food. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, I think, some of the best. It reminds me of what we used to enjoy in Old Mexico when us gringos used to go across the river,
right.
Great margaritas. Had a great time. Dan O. Wise, Texas Outdoors Journal, South Texas editor, joined me Saturday and Sunday. It was phenomenal. Let me strongly encourage you to check out Costa Mesa. They've got a couple of locations here in McAllen for some great food. Now, Harold, what you wanted to bring up?
Well, because we were talking about it during the break, though. I was going, "Is really?" But come September, will be our 30th year on the air. Boy, does it fly when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Oh, we were so much younger then.
Wow. I mean, that's quite a run.
Hey, we have been recognized. Originally, they said the oldest outdoor broadcast team in the country. And I said, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Longest running works.
Certainly works, yeah.
Well, and thanks to the audience that we're still here. You know, if you didn't like us, we wouldn't be here anymore.
Without question. So, you said you had some news.
Well, I mean, just from our vast unpaid research department. But interesting, and again, of course, having my little piece of the hill country and being with the electric co-ops and the Farm Bureau and mm-hmm. stuff like that, I get their magazines. And this is impressive, and this also bodes extremely well for our friends at Fortified Cottonseed. Okay? Since 1850, Texas has led the nation in cotton production.
Yeah.
Since 1850, nonstop run. Bales in 21, 8 million.
Talking about bales, it's kind of what bailed Texas, backside out after, the expense of fighting the,
the War of Northern Aggression?
Well, no, that followed,
I'm sorry.
Won our independence from Mexico.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So, but that's interesting. It's 1850. That's quite a record.
And if you talk to anybody that's in the cotton industry, mm-hmm. On the farming side,
right?
Boy, good thing they refer to it as dryland farming.
Yes. Yeah. It was what's been going on. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mentioned weather earlier, and we were certainly up in the hundreds. We're still seeing some hundreds around the state, but we're starting to slowly see temperatures drop into the mid and over the month of August, then into the lower 90s. Uh-huh. Nighttime lows, which is a big key, dropping, back into the mid lower 70s as opposed to being around 80 for parts of the state. Just phenomenal.
Well, still the big issue is rain, though, because my cousin who leases grazing and helps me with my cattle at my place has informed me that as of this week, I am now out of the cattle business. Thought we'd cut the corner, but we haven't. It's just the forage. We're just losing too much forage.
Took them to the sale barn and said we're going to
restock up later after rain. Yeah, but sure. I mean, that's happening to a lot of people.
Look at a radar, and I'm talking about a good radar, weather radar. And this dome of high pressure that's mm-hmm. been sitting over us, you can see the clockwise circulation. Yep. You can see it. You can see rainfall coming up from Old Mexico, uh-huh. New Mexico, into the Midwest, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and raining like a son of a gun in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, but it didn't blow it this way.
But coming in, it's just not making its move inshore yet.
Yeah, scattered rain in Houston the last couple of weeks, but it never got to me. I'm so mad at my friends that live downtown. Boy, it's pouring downtown.
Right.
At my house over on the west side of town, one day I had a lot of thunder, I had a lot of lightning. Mm-hmm. Lost power for 4 hours, never a drop of rain.
Yeah, I tell you, the offshore captains that are going for Red Snapper and, mm-hmm. Other pelagics, they're earning their keep, and they're using their electronics to keep everybody safe.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting because there's a lot of weather out there. Also, as we move and continue through storm season, notice that the weather coming off of the coast of Africa,
right?
It's not coming through the chute. I mean, it's dropping down and really having a major impact in Venezuela. Caracas is getting hit.
Yeah. What about that storm season? Not quite. I wouldn't mind a little tropical disturbance.
No, let's don't.
It's a little one.
let's just get some cool fronts coming down, colliding with the Gulf moisture.
That's the secret.
And that will work for us. That will work for
You've
us.
You've been in the almanac again, too, haven't you?
No, it's just, you know, I'm a sponge when it comes to the weatherman. Absorb every word that they say and then dissect it.
Yeah.
So, speaking of dissecting things, it started back on Memorial Day weekend, runs through Labor Day Monday. That is the 2022 CCA Star Tournament. So you want to start us off as
Indeed.
You normally do?
Yes, the Little Nippers. Friends, this is you got to do it. If you're going to get anywhere near the Gulf of Mexico, you got to sign up for this thing because it's a really cheap insurance policy, but there's also a lot of extra bennies. And as we talk about the Nippers, that's the Star Kids Scholarship Division, and these kids are vying for first place, the leader, a $30,000 college scholarship, and then they've dropped it down now to where you've got four runners up. So the fourth runner-up is still going to get a $2,500 scholarship. Quite a deal. Right now, leader still, Corin Bashy, who is nine. And then our fourth runner-up is Eli Boone, who is 10.
What did Bashy catch?
Sheep's head. I'm sorry. I didn't say weight either. 8 pound, 3 ounce sheep's head. Excuse me. The gaff top, 6 pound, 7 ounce. New leader, Colt Pry, age 10. And Eli Ibarra, with a 5 pound, 12 ouncer, is the fourth runner-up.
All right, in the Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, similar format, $30,000 scholarship for the winner, and a fourth runner-up will get $2,500. Julian Taboa leads Sheep's Head, 10 pounds, 4 ounce, and Riley Hendricks is our gaff top leader at 8 pounds, 1 ounce. Those teens looking at Sheep's Head, you're still in the money if you beat Brian Wyatt, 5 pound, 2 ounce Sheep's Head, or Riley Haskett's 5 pound, 5 ounce gaff top.
Okay, yeah. Now the intro division. This one, we're doing it by weight, friends. Sheep's Head, the leader right now, 6 pound, 9 ounce. 9 pound, 6 ounce. Stephen Morales, gaff top, 8 pound, 5 ounce. William Hendricks, and the black drum leader, 15 pounds, 8 ounces. Hunter Fesco.
In the Hoffbauer offshore division, our kingfish leader, Riley Moffitt, 44 pound, 8 ounce smoker. Walker Rhodes caught a 45-pound, 13-ounce Dorado to lead that division. Thomas Ramsden leads the Ling division, 70 pounds, 13-ounce. And our red snapper leader is Pike Burns Thomas, 22 pounds, 8 ounces.
Okay, the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, they have tagged a bunch of fish out there. Was it 60 this year?
Yes, I believe it was.
They've got them, and they've got them out there where you fish, friends. They want you to catch these things, and if you do, you will win a new Ford F-150, Haney boat, Mercury motor, Coastline trailer. I mean, this is a tremendous package. And right now, two have been certified, Marco Rocha and Heriberto Flores, and one right now is pending a polygraph test. And then in the Haney Mercury Coastline package group, none yet still.
All right. In the blue tag division, there are three boat packages, and they have all been won and certified. There's still opportunities to win some $2,000 gift cards, as well as a handful of $750 gift cards.
All right.
All from Academy. Okay.
Yo.
All right. What else we got?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. You know, one thing when we get Christina Pittman in from the Hunter's Extravaganza, I want to talk about is just some tips. So many times at these outdoor shows, you see people that seem to have center aisle fever.
Okay.
They're with their buddy.
Right.
They got a cold drink in their hand. They're just talking and walking up and down the aisles. And that's great. Mm-hmm. It's a social event.
Sure.
A lot of fun. But there's so much information at these shows.
Right.
Even if you don't want to go up or you're going, ooh, I don't want somebody to try to sell me something, walk up and listen in or just tell them, hey, I just want to, you know, I'm getting into this or this is a new facet of my hunting experience.
Just looking. Yeah.
And then that doesn't mean you have to leave.
Right.
But if somebody comes in and they're talking and they're explaining and working through something, some aspect of feeder stands, you know, kennels for dogs. Mm-hmm. Tricking out ATVs, Jeeps. Hey, listen in. listen in.
You might learn something.
You might. You might. All right, we're going to take a break, let you learn something from that. Then we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
The original Texas Hunting Show is back. For 46 years, the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza has been the official kickoff to Texas hunting seasons. Visit the world's top outfitters and guides. Get ready for the field with the latest hunting gear, rifles, clothes, and accessories. The granddaddy of them all is back August 5 through 7 in Houston. And this year only August 12 through 14 in Dallas at the K. Bailey Hutchison. And August 19 through 21 in San Antonio. Get the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza on your calendar. More info at ttha.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. All right, it is hot.
Yes.
It's real hot. Great time to get out and do some night hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Predators?
Mm-hmm. Pigs,
yeah.
Pigs.
Maybe even some exotics,
right,
you know?
Right.
Those axis deer,
mm-hmm.
They're putting on some good growth this year.
Yeah. Right.
And I tell you, as we have mentioned several times recently, using some of the thermal imagery just to scan, not to go on your firearm,
mm-hmm.
but just to scan an area to see what's out there.
Yeah, is there activity in that area?
Yeah, if not, it's kind of like fishing is the way I refer to it,
mm-hmm.
where you're eliminating unproductive areas.
Okay.
Move on. And you're going to maximize your hunting time.
There you go.
The night ride, the Zeiss. You worked with Steiner on yours.
Yeah.
I mean, just a complete
eye-opening.
Lineup. It really is. Go to their website and check out the lineup. And let me tell you, it's ever-changing. So what you see there may or may not be in stock. There may be something new.
Right.
All right, but go to thirdcoastthermal.com. Then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as good, while this Sunday and Monday are rated as fair. Tuesday slips to poor when things pick up. Wednesday, rated as good. Thursday, Friday, next Saturday, a trio of best days. Next Sunday, another good one. This Saturday and Sunday, look for game to be most active from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-afternoon until the evening hours either side of sunset. A major time shift occurs on Thursday and Friday. They begin actively feeding from well before sunrise and continue to feed until mid-morning. By Saturday and Sunday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. On Friday, August the 5th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday is a three tide day with two highs and one low. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will have a double tide schedule each day. Thursday's another three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Friday and next Saturday will each have a double tide schedule. Next Sunday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low.
All right, on the coast, boy, I don't remember, Harold, a summer where the wind has remained as fierce on the coast as it has. Here we are about to wrap up July, and the wind just continues to blow. But and then it, in talking to some guide friends and folks that regularly fish on the coast, when the wind lays, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
The head of the surf, you know, because the surf has been giving up some really, really good catches, speckled trout and redfish. With the heat that we've got and the water temperatures that we're dealing with, that many areas are upper 90s into the, excuse me, the upper 80s on into the lower 90s, these fish are hanging out a lot deeper. And the shallow bite, redfish, that's where they're going to be. Speckled trout are not going to be in that shallow water as much. Play the tides. Harold mentioned the double tide schedule days. Those are great setting up when you've got flooding tides at the mouth of back lake areas in the mid coast and lower coast. As the tides fall out, set up on the outside. And again, offshore fishing, it'll be interesting to see, because of the weather, if we reach our maximum allowable catch for red snapper by August 19, which is the target date. If not, then typically additional days are added later on. So we'll continue to monitor that and let you know one way or the other. What's going on in area lakes?
Well, let's take a peek in East Texas here. Conroe. Crappie, they're good. 16 to 25 feet of water on brush piles, laydowns, and vertical structures like standing timber. Downsized to a 1/16th, 1/32nd jig head and a small profile jig in monkey milk. All chartreuse, bright green, and chartreuse in black. Black bass are good in 10 to 22 feet near brush using creature baits, jerk baits, and rattle traps. Fork. Lake Fork crappie fishing continues to be almost as hot as the temperature. Seeing lots of fish on the usual summertime structures around the lake in 13 to 23 feet. Good numbers of eater-sized crappie are still really good, picking a few larger fish off the timber. Minnows are the dominant bait this time of the year. Livingston. Catfish are good off the docks and the banks with cut bait. Big Sam Rayburn. Bass are good early morning with top waters over grass, transitioning to points with Carolina rigs and big crankbaits midday. Crappie are good on brush piles with live minnows. Tyler. Bass are good on topwater frogs and finesse worms. Crappie are good in 12 to 30 feet of water on brush piles and submerged structures using live minnows. Bluegill are good mixed in with the crappie biting red worms and night crawlers. If you find the bluegill, you will find other species feeding. Bass drop continues to have strong schooling bass action. Work the discharge early with topwaters, shallow crankbaits, small swim baits, and even shaky head finesse worms. Slow in the current. A frog will get you a few bites around shallow grass or tight to the reeds. Limestone. Crappie are good, suspended in 12 to 18 feet of water over offshore brush piles and standing timber. Largemouth bass are good in 4 to 15 feet of water on docks and points using Texas rigs and crankbaits. Texoma. Fishing patterns are holding steady in the summer heat. Hybrid bass are good with pencil popper topwaters early near the dam, moving mid-lake to deeper water with slabs midday. Larger fish will be deeper under the box.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio Way, where bass are active in the morning bites on topwater, but swim baits are catching better quality fish. Fish ledges with a drop shot or Ned rig in 20 to 40 feet of water. Water is extremely low, so please use caution. And wherever you are on the water, make sure you're wearing your PFD and have the kill switch attached. Choke Canyon Reservoir, bass are really good on topwater frogs from 6 to 10 a.m. upriver near the 99 Bridge. The grass on the lower end is good in 18 to 25 feet of water using big crankbaits and Carolina rigs. Falcon, another lake that continues to drop. Gar fishing is good in 3 to 10 feet of water with cut carp and tilapia and shad. Largemouth bass are good with big plastic worms. Brownwood, fishing continues to be in a summer pattern with good catches of bass to 5 pounds on shaky heads and crankbaits in 10 feet of water. And Lake Coleman, crappie are good with jigs and minnows on brush piles. Hybrid stripers are good on imitation baits as they're chasing bait fish all over the lake.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Brady, currently 10 feet low. Ooh. But it's starting to affect the largemouth bass fishing. Most of the salt cedars are now too shallow or completely dry. However, good fish are still being caught in the remaining salt cedars with soft plastics. White bass are very good chasing schools with crankbaits. Buchanan, still good for most species of fish. You can find largemouth bass around rock piles, shallow and early and deeper, late out to 25 feet of water. If you look for surface activity, you can catch as many white bass as you want on top waters, shallow or deep crankbaits, or on spoons. Canyon, bass are good holding over brush piles and grass edges in 18 to 24 feet of water, biting on Carolina rigs, drop shots, and Ned rigs. Travis, bass are good working deep in the marinas and pockets with small swim baits, jigging spoons, or topwaters. Later, work deep bluff walls and ledges in 10 to 35 feet of water, throwing a jig, shaky head trick worm, Carolina rig worms, or drop shot.
All right, on the hunting scene, we are now 4.5 weeks from the opening of the traditional fall hunting seasons on September 1st. Through the end of August, August 31st, the South Zone javelina season and the other open county squirrel season continues. Folks, if you're not going to the skeet range, if you're not going to the rifle range,
practice.
If you're not working with targets for bow hunting, well, you're warned.
Right.
You're warned. All right, what you been driving, on or off-road?
A little of both. A really neat vehicle and just a tremendous bang for the bucks. The 2022 Kia Seltos Nightfall Turbo all-wheel drive. I'm a really big fan of Kias. They've got, you know, the best warranty in the business, along with their sister company Hyundai, but they just give you a lot of value. This thing's got a little four banger, but it pumps out 175 horsepower, and it's plenty of scoot. Made into a 7-speed dual clutch automatic transmission, and it's got good stuff: blind spot collision avoidance, rear cross traffic collision avoidance, neat 18-inch matte black alloy wheels, high utility black roof rails on this thing. It was a dark ocean blue color with a white roof on it. It was a great looking vehicle. Even had a cargo mat and carpeted floor mats. Ooh. Inside, a 10.25-inch navigation touchscreen, their Kia Connect rear view camera, Android Auto, smart key with push button start, heated front seat, 60-40 split folding rear. It's a dandy vehicle. It's really good looking. Compact SUV, great looks, great performance, great price, and all loaded to the gills with this one at 28. The base is 26. I mean, it comes with a lot of stuff, and it just might be just right. And with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, you can keep it for a long time. Check it out. From Kia, the 2022 Seltos Nightfall Edition Turbo All-Wheel Drive.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Christina Pittman, President, CEO, Texas Trophy Hunters Association. We're previewing the Hunters Extravaganza.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloonier and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. All right, Harold, let's break this down, what we just said. All right. Whitetail blend, limited intake, cost savings.
Yes.
And I tell you what, right now, ranchers, wildlife managers, they're spending a pretty penny because of the drought that's taking place and what's not being given naturally.
Correct.
But free choice on the fortified cottonseed. Their animals are going to come in, eat what they need, and because of the high crude protein, that means that they're going to really benefit from it. Right. Okay. Get those bucks ready for the rut. Mama's taking care of the fawns. And you just need to have it around year-round. Go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Learn about the team behind it,
correct,
all right?
Correct.
Learn about the story and the vitamin package that is combined with the cottonseed. Then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And as I always love to do, let me remind everybody that the pigs and the raccoons don't mess with it. And that's a good thing.
You know, and we were talking earlier in the program about the upcoming Hunter's Extravaganzas, and there's so much to learn.
Right.
And I had a buddy that was at the Houston show last year, stopped by the Fortified Cottonseed booth. He's got a big ranch out on the Pecos River, and he goes, 2-to-1 savings?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
He's all in.
Yeah.
I mean, he has gone from a protein regiment to a Fortified Cottonseed regiment. And you know what? To find out more about the Hunter's Extravaganza, we're going to welcome back to Texas Outdoor News Christina Pittman, President and CEO of the Texas Trophy Hunters Association that produces the granddaddy of outdoor shows, the Hunter's Extravaganza. Christina, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you guys?
We are great. I'm thinking the thought, and Bill knows that's dangerous, but I've got to throw this in because it's right in the front of my lobe here. That, you know, years ago, sadly, somebody might have said, "What's a little girl like you know about the outdoors?" Okay, times have certainly changed. And what are you seeing? Like, you know, as you're working and at the shows, participation from the ladies now. How is that looking?
I think it's looking great. I can tell you a lot over the years, a lot of ladies have been doing the same thing here at the office. So it's great to see a lot of new ladies though coming out and wanting to hunt and learn what we love to do every day.
Let me pat Christine on the back because I've known her for a few years.
All right.
And I mean, she used to oversee, still does, but in a different capacity, oversee the Hunter's Extravaganza.
Right.
Runs like clockwork, at least from our perspective. It may be the duck on the pond in below the surface, you know, things are paddling away.
Right.
But, you know, the organization and the show is phenomenal. One of the things that we were talking about, Christina, is so many people will show up. There's so much information available with your exhibitors as well as seminars. people really need to slow down, visit with their buddies, but stop in and either listen in or visit with the exhibitors that are at Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. There's so many different products that are coming out that, you know, it's so neat to, you can come every year and not see the same thing, but you also can see the same, you know, the same exhibitors and talk to your buddies, because we are a family, right? But you also have those new exhibitors and those new people that are just coming out and saying, man, I thought about that for years, and you finally made it come to fruition, and it's cool to see those new products that a lot of us tend to buy. And I always laugh. I said, you know, it's a blessing and a curse, because every time we go to the shows, I end up probably spending my whole paycheck, if not more, on those floors.
Oops. Well, right. And with three shows, we talk about the geographic diversity of the Lone Star State.
Right.
Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio are all different. I mean, you have some of the exhibitors that are at all three shows,
right?
But then you have those that are regional. Quite honestly, folks, if you've got property, looking at property, mm-hmm. or looking at places to hunt around the state, you might want to consider driving and visiting one of the other shows besides those that's closest to you. Coming up, we've got Houston. That's at NRG Park. What are the show hours for this year?
Our show hours are 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday. And on Saturday, they are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then Sunday, they're 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And besides the information we're giving you here on Texas Outdoor News, you can go to their website, ttha.com. And as soon as it loads, there's information and where you can buy tickets and more information on the locations. Some of the seminar lineups, I know James will be there, Dr. Deer, Dr. James Kroll. Who else is going to be speaking this year?
We'll have Dr. Kroll, like you just said. We'll have Gary Robertson on there also. We are also going to have some new kind of product seminars too, so that people can showcase some of their products. We will have Sig Sauer, who is a sponsor of our stage this year. And we will most likely have GT Ranch, and in San Antonio we'll have Double Nickel Taxidermy talking about some FAQs on taxidermy.
Yeah, Christina, these are big shows. What facility are you going to be in Dallas, and what facility in San Antonio?
In Dallas, we'll be at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, mm-hmm. and in San Antonio, we'll be at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall.
Now let's remind folks, Dallas, this is a one-year, again, we were making a transition out of the pandemic phase, and the Fort Worth location was not available, or they wouldn't commit to you, so you went to Dallas is the reason we're there, right?
Correct.
Okay.
We'll be back in Fort Worth for 23, though.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. How about one of the big things? Yeah, Harold, you're right. We need to take a break. I'm sorry, Harold gets excited when
sign
I say
language.
He's right.
Sign language. Or Bob will cut you off. He cut me off last week.
He will, absolutely. Christina, hang on while we get our act together. We need to take a break. Folks, you stick around as we'll continue our preview of the upcoming Hunter's Extravaganzas. Right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm Marketing and Operations Specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out, because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you've become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The 33rd Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament. Memorial weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of almost 100 prizes in 7 divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, TripTech, Shinerbach, and Hoff Power Polaris. Winners spotted. Sign up at startournament.org. Local bait camps and marinas. Sign up now.
We continue our conversation with Christina Pittman, President, CEO of Texas Trophy Hunters Association, as we preview their upcoming Hunters Extravaganza starting off next Friday. in Houston, then we follow up in Dallas, and then San Antonio. Christina, we were talking about some of the highlights, some of the featured attractions. Rattlesnakes have always been at the Hunter's Extravaganza. Are we going to have rattlesnakes again this year?
We are.
You want some more? You want a few more?
They might need some more.
Did Joe retire, or is he still handling that for you all?
Joe did retire. He retired in 2020 was going to be his last year, but then of course COVID happened, and he did retire.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And
well, got further with it, though. I mean, do I get to play with them or look at them? Or they well,
sure,
what?
Sure, just for you, Harold.
Okay, you got what? You got some guy in a pit with them, or what? What's the show?
We have two guys in a pit with the rattlesnakes, and they're going to do some education, you know, talks and entertain some of the kids and the adults also. But they're going to be able to tell you guys kind of how rattlesnakes. I mean, at the end of the day, when I see a rattlesnake, I'm not going to go near it. Mm-hmm. But there's some people that need to know kind of what to do and what to expect. But yeah, it's going to be a great educational seminar to show people what it's about.
I never will forget the first time at a Hunter's Extravaganza, mm-hmm. and Joe Martin had blown up some balloons, and they were bouncing around with all these snakes that are just around, okay, watching. And when a balloon pops because of the fangs have hit.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's an enlightening experience.
And how close do you get to that now?
Not very close. Not very close. As you look at your exhibitor mix, and we talk about the difference between Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio, you seeing new folks coming in? You seeing a shift or change, or kind of more of the same as far as just a new and better mousetrap coming from some folks? What are you seeing?
We are seeing some new people come in, and it's actually really nice to see. Not to say that we don't love our regulars. We love our regulars. That come to our shows and that have been exhibiting with us for some even more than 40 years. But we are getting some new people that have heard about Texas as far as Texas hunting, or they know about Texas hunting, right? But from different states coming in and just really trying to tap into the Texas hunting market because they know how loyal we are to hunting.
Absolutely. You know, that's a great point, Christina, because we talk about night vision, you know, right. Thermal imagery, mm-hmm. and night vision. We talk about some of the lights, you know, hunting at night for mm-hmm. pigs and exotic animals. Then we get over into the different proteins and cottonseed, you know, right. way that we manage our wildlife. Uh-huh. And then some of the stands, goodness, I think in parts of the country, it started with climbing stands and ladder stands.
Right.
Now we're in the comfort of box blinds. And have you ever seen so many different styles of box blinds, you know, at your show?
No, but I love the fact that, you know, not only do we have our box blinds, but then we have different options, too. I mean, I know, for instance, on our lease, we have probably about three different options, and they're all great for different reasons, but it's nice to be able to pick and choose what you like and what you prefer.
Absolutely.
Well, and also and what your budget is, you know.
Yeah,
interesting, absolutely. Too. We've got a lot of we're talking about the outfitters, and obviously shows like this, you've got people that have used the services of these outfitters many times, and they'll be around the booth also. I mean, it's a great opportunity for people to talk to someone who's been there, done that with these folks, and get their advice, right?
Sure, and that's kind of what I tell everybody. Don't just think of it the way that you hunt when you come to these Hunter's Extravaganzas. There's so many different ways that you can hunt. You know, whether it's you lease property, you want to buy property to hunt, whether you want to just schedule that once a year hunt, that is why we have the Hunter's Extravaganzas. You can do anything related to hunting at the shows. Book a hunt, buy something for your ranch, and really everything is focused about hunting and how can you, again, like we said, we're loyal to hunting here in Texas.
It's called the Hunter's Extravaganza. The website is ttha.com. But it's not just about hunting. I mean, Christina, I've seen more and more fishing guides show up simply because you all, you know, garner a crowd. You gather a crowd, right. and they're looking to visit with folks, and folks that hunt also fish. You got a mix of those at some of the events, don't you?
We do. And I know a lot of us both hunt and fish. Some like to just prefer to hunt, but there's a lot of hunting and fishing that we can do also. And I know some places, as far as ranches, also combine that, you know, go hunt a whitetail in the morning and go fish in the afternoon and go hunt again. So absolutely, we do have some fishing things at our shows.
Aside from being drug around by Dad, I said jokingly, are things there that will appeal to youngsters or that they can learn from?
Yes, there is. So to your point, our theme is going to be join the family today. And that's join the TTHA family. And that's some of the vision that, you know, when I ask my staff, hey, what can we all come around and agree on? And that's what I love is whenever you're around a campfire, you talk about the first time you went hunting with Dad or Mom or a family friend. And usually it's family, but at the end of the day, when you leave hunting camp with all those people that you've talked to, you kind of become family. It's, you know, it's that hunting family, it's mm-hmm. that community. So to your point, we are going to have some educational shows like our alligators by Gator Country. We're going to have a mechanical bull for the kids. We're going to have a catfish tank for the kids. And of course, the heart of Texas, snake handlers, where the rattlesnakes will be. And really just embrace having the whole family come out there and have stuff for the kids and stuff for Mom, a little bit of stuff for Mom if they don't hunt, and then of course for Dad, and just really get everybody engaged in supporting hunting.
Hey guys, bring your wife, bring your girlfriend, Mom,
not
come
at
out
the same time though.
and then bring the kids, because even if there's not a seminar scheduled, there's many seminars basically in different booths, okay? Again, we're going to open with the Hunter's Extravaganza in Houston next weekend, followed by Dallas and then San Antonio. The website, ttha.com. Christina, great having you on. Look forward to seeing you in Houston next week.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Christina. Friends, we're going to take a break. We shall come back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
A bunch. Okay, take notes. August 4, Cibolo Creek Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Shirts. For information on that, ducks.org. August 5, Highland Lakes, chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation banquet in Llano. That's nwtf.org. Also, August 5, Lake Somerville chapter, Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Somerville, ducks.org, of course. August 5 to 7, Hunter's Extravaganza, NRG Reliance Center in Houston. For info, again, huntersextravaganza.com. August 6, Lee County Bullbusters, chapter of the Rocky Mountain Duck Foundation banquet in Dime Box. Is it old Dime Box or new Dime Box? So, rmef.org. Also, August 6, Whiteboro chapter, Unlimited fundraiser, Ducks Unlimited fundraiser, ducks.org, of course. August 6th again, Brenham Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Brenham. And go to one of those great events, for goodness sakes, in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Hey, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, of course, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank Christina Pittman from Texas Trophy Hunters Association. Y'all show up at the Hunters Extravaganza. Go to the website, ttha.com, and check out information for Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio. Next week, Justin Spear, Spear Ag and Fortified Cottonseed, is going to be here as our guest.
Yeah, you like him so much, you're going to be at all three shows, aren't you?
You bet.
There you go. Okay, check the website out, friends, TexasOutdoorNews.com. A list of our wonderful affiliate stations is there. Plus, we archive our shows. You can play them over and over again. Or catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio or Facebook. Like us on Facebook. It helps build the audience, okay? So remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there. Join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.